Welcome to episode one of RVing Dads. Happy to have you here. We have myself, Todd Muller, and my cohort and friend, Dustin Dankins, sitting next to me.
Hello, welcome.
So this is our first episode. We're going to take this moment to do a quick introduction to what the purpose of this podcast is and who we are. Purpose of this podcast is to talk about RVing. We both do it. We both do full-time RVing with our families. And this particular podcast, we want to not only talk about RVing, but kind of take in the family view and talk about it as a father, having children on the road with you, and what that means. So we're going to go through a lot of different things about RVs, and like I said, taking that family side of it.
Yeah, great comment, Todd. And actually, we're sitting here with some drinks in hand around a campfire, a Friday afternoon, clear sky, in the middle of the country, in a campground.
Exactly. Pretty perfect. I actually am sipping on some Bullet bourbon.
And I have some Jameson.
And we actually have a propane fire in front of us. When you spend a lot of time in front of a campfire, the smell of warning of wood burning can get a little annoying. So we actually prefer the propane because it does all the nice things of a wood fire, but without the smell.
Doesn't sound quite as nice. It has more of a hiss than a crackle, but
gets the job done.
It's the life of an RVing dad.
Exactly.
And we're also a little lazy because we are RVing dads, so it's easier to fill a propane tank than to continually get wood.
Exactly. And we are sponsored by Full Time Families. Happy to say that. Great organization. I'll let Dustin go into a little more explanation of what it is.
Yes, we're so happy to be sponsored by Full Time Families. We have some great connections there. Focus on memberships for full-timing families who hit the road, travel around the country with their families. So excited to be sponsored by Full-Time Families.
Excellent. So as a part of this introduction, I think we want to get into a little bit of our background, who we are, what makes us feel like we should have a podcast to talk about RVing. Between the two of us, Todd, I am the junior. I am the mentee, I guess. Dustin could be the mentor, maybe. But my family and I have been on the road full-time in an RV for about 2.5 years. Prior to this, I should mention I'm 43 years old. I work in the human resources and recruitment field. But prior to this, we lived in a house. We had a couple of houses. We lived in a little town called Red Hook, New York. My wife now 19 years, and I have 3 children. I have a son who is 11 and 2 girls, 13 and 15. So obviously we hit the road when they were a little bit younger. And kind of the story behind that is my wife actually found out about full-time families. She's the first one. She discovered full-time families. And she said to me, you know, we should sell our stuff and buy an RV and hit the road. And I thought she was crazy. I thought, can't do that. You can't live in an RV. But she slowly convinced me over a short period of time. She convinced me. I spent some time in a hotel in Atlanta for work. My family was with me 3 weeks, matter of fact, and after about 2 of them, I looked at my wife and said, do you miss anything from the house? And she said, no. I said, I don't either. Got back home, sold all our stuff, bought a big RV, and here we are. That's how we kind of hit the road, and we've been doing it and loving it ever since.
Wow. So, great story, Todd. Great story. Well, I'm not going to share my age, but I'm not as senior as Todd. But we've been on the road for probably four or five years. I lost count after one. And I have 4 wonderful children with my beautiful wife, Jill. Thanks to her. I did the easy part. She did the hard part. And we are originally from Michigan. And 2 funny stories about how we got on the road. So apparently I lived in an RV when I was born. For the first 6 months of my life, my family traveled around before it was cool. So somehow that must have played an impact in my life. And second funny story, first anniversary with my wife, we bought each other books, and they both turned out to be RVing books. How to live in an RV, how to travel the country, best road trips around the country. I don't think we knew it at that time, but here we are many years later, and we are actually living the dream. So it's funny how life makes those big circles.
Excellent. Well, I think, as you've heard from us, we're on the road full-time. This podcast, I think, is geared towards those who full-time in an RV, those who are dreaming about full-time in an RV, and those who are just those weekend warriors who pack up their family, get in their RV on the weekend, and go enjoy what it is to have an RV. So we're happy you listened to us here. We would encourage you to get in touch with us. We'd love to get your feedback. You can send us an email at info@rvingdads.com, or you can reach out to each of us individually, todd@rvingdads.com.
And dustin@rvingdads.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your time, and we hope to have some more episodes out soon, and we'll look forward to getting your feedback.